Hello, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to Endless Baffle Z E3 2016 impressions for Sony's amazing press conference at E3. I'm taking Master Join my
RPG Maniac 05.
Practical.
And Gamer 12.
Alright, so, do you want to cover the stuff they talked about in the pre-show? Because there was some stuff in the pre-show too, but we can just skip to the press conference.
I didn't watch it. My stream was like janking up at the beginning.
Yeah, I missed most of the pre-show because I was doing other things. What did they show? I saw like Abzu.
Yeah, Abzu, Bound, Hawken, Pyre, Eagle Flight, Watch Dogs 2, and then they were going to show some Infinite Warfare stuff, but they didn't. Or at least like, it was like almost time to go to like the conference, and I switched to like the YouTube channel because I was like, why do I want to miss it? Because I didn't know if it was going to switch on time. And I was like, on a different channel, and I was like, well, I'm not going to. Because I haven't had any like issues on that stream, so I was like, I'm just going to switch to the one that's been working for me. So I'm not sure if they showed it or not before the. So anyone actually
started. They didn't. It never played, and they just went straight to the conference. So yeah, Abzu, I guess, got a release date, October, or...
It's August 2nd, October, 2016.
August 2nd. Hawken, that was never announced before, right? So that's a new announcement.
Yeah, it's like, I completely forgot that game existed. Yeah.
I played it like twice on PC.
I didn't even know I ever had it on PC, so that was weird.
Yeah, it was okay.
Back in the day, it was like the prime example that people would point to for like amazing looking games made by like one or two people. Of course, that was, man, I was working at the time. So like 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
It was a while ago because I was like, wow, I forgot.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
And I was like, I can't wait to play it though because it's a sweet, hot, mecha action game. Delicious. In first person.
No RPG exceptional substitutes.
Darn. I do not. I do not.
It's the closest thing you'll ever get to Common Core RPG.
It's kind of similar, actually.
But it's not the same.
Less hardcore, I think.
Sigh.
And then they started the show, and like, they were actually in a theater, and there's a actual orchestra, and I gotta say, dude, I think that's gotta be like the new thing of like every year they have to have the orchestra there, cause it's like, that just upped it like a whole notch. Like every time we had like a presentation of just like the music was just like on point. It's just like so good. And like even more dramatic. it was like good.
Well, what was crazy was like it wasn't just for one thing. You would think it's like, oh, they're gonna play this thing and then basically they're done and then maybe they'll do some stuff later. But it was like
their whole show.
And was it everything? I think there was some parts that were just from the trailers, right?
There's some techno things and some game.
Yeah. But a lot of it was just played live.
Especially the Star Wars stuff, cause like, that just like invokes emotion. It like, like actual instruments playing there. It's like even better than like the pre-recorded. It's like, oh.
It was insane. It was like, this is what's happening.
And it was like funny too, cause like, I was like, when they like were playing the first song before like the actual game came out, I was like, this sounds very God of War-y. Are we gonna see God of War? And I was like, I was like, no way. And that was the first game, God of War, new release date though, but.
That was like a really good, like, I mean, they did really well with not getting that leaked because that was like unexpected. But
well, that leak happened with the artwork and the look of Kratos.
It happened earlier in the year.
Yeah.
I didn't see it, so no.
But it only leaked how the game looked. It never leaked what the game is looking like now. It gets totally different from what you've always anticipated to be God of War.
Cause he was not using the Blades of Chaos. Nope. Or whatever they're called at this point, cause I know he's like gone through like multiple iterations of them, so.
It's also, like
trolls are not Greek. That's not.
He had a rune axe of some sort.
Yeah.
It was interesting, like, so first of all, like, fixed camera angles were gone. It was an over-the-shoulder camera.
Yeah, it felt very Last of Us to me, because you like you had a child companion with you. I was like, is this where we're going with this? Is this what we're doing? Is it going to be like that? Is Kratos going to be like something like super terrible at the end? I'm going to hate him.
When I first saw it, I was like, are they showing Horizon again? That's kind of lame.
I know, I did too. I was like, Horizon. That's a weird thing to start off with. But then when he comes out of the shadows, it's like, oh, that was
He's kind of a mean father, though. It's like, the kid looks like he can't be much older than, like, 8 or something. He's like, hey, how can't you kill things yet? What's wrong with you?
Kratos
like,
is an angry person.
The kid kept calling him father, right?
He did.
Yeah. So, okay.
And Kratos was, like, it's referencing his mom, so.
It's like, Artemis his mom or something? Because, I mean, they kept mentioning that she taught him how to hunt and everything, but, I mean, I can only assume it's, like, another
Artemis,
god. possibly. I would think would be unless she.
Yeah, I guess we never saw Artemis in the games, did we?
Because I guess she's like one of the few he hasn't like violently murdered. So.
That we know of.
Yeah. The whole thing. Because they moved on to Norse mythology, so they're like, "Whoops, ran out of the kill." So.
But it seemed very different, you know, like God of War is a certain type of action game until now where like even the action itself looked very different from the original God of War games. It wasn't sort of this combo heavy, very frenetic, or not frenetic, but like very kinetic, I guess, type of combat where it's like rolling around, dodge rolling a lot,
it seemed more focused
chains and stuff. Yeah, it seemed, I guess the Last of Us comparison is pretty apt. It felt kind of like that, except with like giant beasts.
And then like the crowd reacting like to everything, like when he pulled his axe out, it's like, oh, like just the crowd reaction is great too.
It's like, oh my god, look at that bush in the corner. Oh my god. Yes, it looks nice, but let's calm down.
it was actually very confusing watching it. It was like, okay, so what is happening here? Like, that's Kratos. The last time we saw him, he died, right? Now he looks older, I think?
Spoilers. And... Play 3.
and, you know, so... There's well, just... at the end of and then the demo, shot it's
like,
band.
They show Olympus Mountain, I guess, or Mount Olympus, I'm guessing. It's like, new adventures await. Lightning clashing or crashing. And some dragon flying in. New beginning.
I don't think that was Mount Olympus.
You never know.
There's nothing left on Mount Olympus for him. Like, there's nothing left. Like, he's killed everyone.
But it did look like that ocean scene in God of War 3. I think actually, sort of throughout this entire press conference, it was very, like, very little exposition. It was all like, the game speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And you'll find out presumably more later.
Which, I mean, is kind of how it should be. Unless, because, I mean, like, even when they were showing them, it's like they did the demos without, like, having, like, a two-hour explanation before said demo and, like, okay, now we're going to show you gameplay.
Yeah.
Like, have this. Enjoy. We'll be back in an hour.
It's just sort of neat to, like, think about, you know, before, I think Microsoft was the first to do it. They... before Microsoft did that 1 year where it's like, oh, we're just going to show gameplay. And they had like a person come up, talk about the game and then play it. And then they did that over and over for many games. Before that, it was like, oh, this was our best year. We sold this many. And there was like charts and stuff. And then there was like lots of talking. And then we got to this point. I think this is maybe the next evolution. Now it's like that was pure entertainment. There was very little talk. We had very little idea about what was happening in a lot of the games or like the context and why this game is interesting like they usually do. It was just like, here it is. We're playing it. Here it is. We're playing it.
It was like gameplay, title, release date, if a game has it, and then like just go to the next one.
It was great. It was kind of amazing.
And speaking of onto the next one, Days Gone. This game was very, like, at first I thought it was like a Last of Us 2, and I was like, no, please don't be it. But now I'm thinking, like, it's possible it's like just a game in that universe, but then it's like actually looking at it, like, and when they showed it at the end, it's like, I guess it can't be because it's just zombies, which is pretty nuts though, because the amount of enemies on screen, or some sort of infected slash
like
undead
zombies,
humanoid creatures. especially like the weird feral, not uteruses, the weird feral, infant ones.
Children?
Those, yeah, those.
Gollum?
They kind of look like, yeah, by the same name, that Lord of the Rings thing.
I mean, there was only one.
let's see. Oh, yeah, but they showed, like, a trailer of that, and then no release date for that. It looked good. And they showed more at the end. We'll get to it, but yeah.
What I thought it was.
Yeah, I thought it was just a normal motorcycle gang game.
What I thought it was like, you know, sometimes Bend is the studio that does follow-ups that the main studio doesn't want to do. So it was like they were going to make a Last of Us game. Oh. But it was like, oh, it's not. It's something totally or not totally different, but different universe.
Then after that, Last Guardian, I was pumped. I was like, oh yeah, I thought they were going to share more than they did, but whatever, we got a release date, October 25th, 2016. Yes! Yes! Finally something this year to look forward to.
Is stacked.
Finally something this year to look forward to. And it's in the VR month. It's in VR month. That's new name for October is like VR month, because like everything is coming out in October for some reason. And also PlayStation VR is coming up out in that month, so it's like, hey guys, I don't have enough money for this. October is going to be a problem, so thanks. Thanks a lot.
I mean, they're giving you time, so start saving up, you know.
Gamer, did you read the IGN First stuff about Last Guardian?
No, I'm a total blackout. I'm just not reading anything yet.
I read it, and I was sort of like, oh, I wish I didn't read that. And so it was really cool to see this trailer, like, didn't show, like, we didn't see anything.
Did they, like, spoil something?
That's all I can say. Yeah, no, they, yeah, okay. there was a thing that they said in the IGN First thing where it was like, I'm not gonna say, like, stuff happened yeah. in my brain, and I was like, oh, I wish I didn't read that. And then this was like, oh, that, they didn't do anything like that at the, in this trailer. It's like, oh, that's awesome.
Interesting. Now I'm curious. I wonder if I could beat it fast enough before World of Final Fantasy comes out. This is gonna be a rough rest of the year for me, guys.
That's a bad month, man. Jeez, two shooters, bad game, World of Final Fantasy. Damn.
And then, next game, Horizon Zero Dawn looks good.
My gosh.
Every time they show it, it looks
like
better than ever. And I was like, dude, I'm furious. I'm furious. I don't even care. I don't even care if it's like before the week. It's like, I'm furious in this game.
It looks, yeah, it's like so open good. World.
It's like Princess Mononoke, like dinosaur robot edition. Cause it's like, I'm going beyond the thingy to find the like forest spirit that cures us of all this robot evilness. It's like, and she was riding one too this time. I was like,
I know. She like, got a mouth. I was like, oh my gosh, can you tame other stuff? Can you tame other stuff? Because
you just need to upgrade your hacking skills.
Yeah. Like I'm like every time they show it, I'm just like, oh, this is just getting better and better by the second. Like I can't not do this. It's like, it's gonna be great.
Like two things on this one. Like, so a previous podcast I said, we don't need to see this game anymore because, you know, we're already sold on it. But actually, I guess, you know, today's look at it gave us a much better picture of what the game is. I mean, it had dialogue. You were like, they're NPCs, and you went over and talked to them. It's like, I didn't know that was in there. And then like showing sort of the variety of things that you can acquire from these robot dinosaurs, including, you know, getting a mount. It's like, okay, maybe we can stand to see more of it. That was awesome.
Not to mention all the different types of weapons and traps and stuff, too. Yeah, so it wasn't just, like, her bow and arrow
like
from, like,
the first time she had it, she used the same gadgets, but it was to, like, trip the giant creature thingy. And this time she had to, like, do a similar thing, but then, like, set it on fire. She's like, oh, it's, like, put out her thingy that, like, I guess analyzes it and tells you the weakness. It's like, oh, it's weak to fire, and pull out my fire bows. Just lock it down and be like, pew, 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 and stab it in the head. Yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like, because I've been waiting for, like, a PS4 or next gen or current gen Monster Hunter game, and this is it, you know? Because, like, it's so cool. So cool. Just like, using different weaknesses and strengths.
It kind of feels like more of like a Zelda game, because it's like every enemy has a weakness that you have to exploit, and you just, like, get the resources to, like, craft your stuff. I mean, like, I guess that mechanic of, like, crafting makes it more like Monster Hunter. I guess the giant monsters also make it like Mushroom, so maybe it's like a bit of both. Just like
people are saying, it's like kind of like The Witcher, sort of.
Oh, I haven't played The Witcher, so I don't know.
The Witcher, you just kill stuff.
But sort of like open world and sort of a RPG-esque element to it, and then you got
monsters.
Sort of complicated, you know, understanding of the enemies that you have to face.
Yeah, you could see that.
Exclusive Witcher.
Also, they didn't shove it down your throat that these games are like exclusive or anything. Yeah. Like every single game, like by the way, this is also like because oh my gosh.
I mean, I guess it was all sort of like classy. I guess, you know, the only way you knew that they were exclusive was they started with Sony Interactive Entertainment. It's like, well, who else, you know, like, where else could it appear?
Can't go anywhere else then.
And that is always, you know, it's like white font on a black background. It's like, yeah.
An announcer going, exclusive to Sony PlayStation.
that was getting annoying at that Microsoft conference, for sure.
Or Windows 10 and PlayStation.
God. It's like so... Ugh, that was like so irritating. It's like, okay, I get it.
Alright, and then we had Detroit Become Human, which I think is separate from Detroit. I think this is just like a slice of that game. To like,
that's the game.
What? No way.
Sure that's the game.
No way,
that's
dude.
That's the game's title. That's the game's title, Detroit Becoming Human.
But what happened to Cora? Where'd she go?
These are stories.
Yeah, like Heavy Rain, stories. Where you had different characters.
Okay, so this is just like one this part.
Looked amazing. Like,
it did, dude.
For me, this was like,
this was like,
oh
my
god.
I saw this was a game of PlayStation show,
for sure.
I'm gonna lose it. And like, but they didn't have a date. I was like, oh man. Cause like, it had like so many choice and consequences. It's like they upped their game.
Variations, man. Oh my god. Like, out the wazoo.
Oh my gosh. Cool. Especially like the one like where he shoots you. I was like, holy crap. That was like,
yeah. It blew my mind.
That was like, wow. Just, man. It, like, jeez. Cannot wait. Quantum Dream.
It kind of looks cool, but it's like, it looks like it's gonna be like part investigative, part like you. Cause
like, the first one is like worst case scenario, and it's like, well, if you would have like stopped to look at the environment before you engaged that android, and all the clues, things could have been different.
You would have been able to avoid this, yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool.
You change your thing, like, even from those small variations, like, they trigger some other tree. That you could just branch off of, and then that branches off as well. It's like, oh my god, that's unbelievably crazy.
Like the tree thing, they showed like things where, like, if you looked closely, they were talking about stuff like wrong choice or like bad timing or stuff like that for like all the branches and everything. So,
yeah,
I guess there's gonna be like a bunch of different. It's gonna like turn out differently for everybody in some way, shape, or form. So, I think this is probably like what they intended the previous two games to be like, but
we're
limited based on the hardware.
Well, it's a nice,
an ambition.
It's a nice evolution, you know, from what they were building upon.
Because, like, the intensity of that scene that they showed us, if that doesn't need to be attached to other stuff, like, because Heavy Rain was basically one story, you know, and if this is just like short stories, then they can do like really tightly, you know. Crafted and just like tons of multiple different branches of how it could go. Like, thinking about it, it's like, oh my gosh, that was
like thinking about like because like, you know, Tekken likes to like 100% these things. Like, how do you try to figure out that now?
The OCD level of, well, this time I need to get this thing, but not that thing, and it's like, yeah, I need like a checklist,
this time.
A spreadsheet.
Like, okay. So wash my hands in this playthrough, and then I look in the mirror and this, like, it's gonna be odd to see him try to get through all of them.
But yeah, it was very cool. I like how they did it so it seemed like, oh, this is a cutscene, and they just did it all the way through as a cutscene, and then they went back and say, oh, but it could have played this differently, and then you saw the, like, gameplay interfaces and, like, the button prompts and stuff, like, oh. Wow.
Spoiler alert, guys. All my playthroughs are just going to be everyone getting shot everywhere. Pretty much how my game's going to go. Detroit's going to be a very violent place.
And it'll be, like, interesting because when did Beyond Two Souls come out? Was that before Walking Dead Season 2?
The game?
Yeah.
Shite.
It seems like it's...
2013.
Because to me, it's like the Telltale games and like the Quantum games are like very like analogous to each other, but like they're very different. So it's like it's gonna be really cool to like play a Quantic Dream game when like Telltale's like at their peak. It's like, they've just been like on fire. So it's like, to see like the compare like between the two, and people play both ones and be like, oh well, I guess there's something to this having a choice in games, and it is actually a game, and I'm not gonna keep saying it's not a game because whatever, have them. So yeah.
So. In that regard, it's like the Walking Dead games, like all they're kind of limited too, so they would be closer to like, I guess, like Heavy Rain or beyond, because it's like you, even though it makes it seem like you can make choices and stuff in The Walking Dead, it's like most of the, it's pretty much just like there's a conclusion of where they're going with everything. There's no like real, like different outcomes. So it's a bit different.
And then we had the seen it on Twitter, but didn't. We saw the gameplay, and it's like, I wouldn't think this was this game. And then, like when you saw the logo, it's like, holy balls. It was, It was very PT-esque. And I was like, oh, this is PT-VR, because they said it's a VR game. I was like, okay, whatever. And then just some dude walking around some creepy spaces and some creepy building, looking through doors, opening pots with roaches on them, and be like, oh, get off me. And mannequins, oh, creepy effing mannequins. Yeah.
Wait, so I this was also a very like confusing trailer. It started by saying it's full VR experience, and then said before Kitchen. Now Kitchen is the sort of horror experience that Capcom has been showing off.
Yeah.
With so PlayStation like VR. Yeah, so it was like, oh, 7. Is this so that oh man. And then at some point like the first person perspective stuff like cut. And then it went to
a
lot
video
of
tape,
other
and it puts
stuff.
It on this like TV, and it just like shows all this weird stuff. And you're like, what is going on?
Yeah,
they're going back to their roots, guys.
And then
we talked about it, and they're doing it.
Yeah, and then like the logo like splashes on screen, and it says like Resident Evil in all caps. So you have like the VII, so it's like 7, and then it says Biohazard 2. So that was cool. Yeah.
That was really cool.
And it said January 24th, 2017. So that's also next year. So
yep.
And very early next year, no less. So
yeah,
something and to buy for VR the demo's year. Out like right now. Apparently,
there's a demo.
You can demo Resident Evil 7 right now.
Is it? I'm trying to find it. It's not there.
Oh, well, I know this because during the conference they said it's available now.
Yeah.
So,
maybe VR store, from like, beginning broken. To end. Like, what do you think that's going to be like?
Intense. I think your prediction of someone's going to die might come true because yeah.
Someone's going to die.
Yeah. I was scared watching it and I was like, this is just a stream. I don't even want to play it.
Because when you're in VR, you can't escape.
That's true.
I mean, you put up your hands, but the screen is right there on your face. No,
there needs to be like an escape button or someone is going to die. Like you have to be able to push a button and then it's like all flowery and nice and like you're in a sunny place and then you can.
I'm going to my happy place. I'm going to my happy place.
The happy place button. Flowers. That's what it needs.
They should put a panic button on the controller.
Yeah.
Or
you need a panic
button. Or you can have like a safe word. It's like the safe word is coconuts. It's coconuts. That is interesting. I mean, I'm not like a huge fan of the series, but it's like, I know a lot of people were hoping they'd finally get back to
It's like,
the horror.
They've been saying they've been going back to their roots or whatever, but like, I didn't think they were going to go that far back.
we're all in on this, guys. We're all in on this.
That's so scary. I don't want to play it territory.
Yeah, because I was looking at it, it's like, I don't think I can play this. And then it was Resident Evil 7, it's like, well, I do want to play it, but I still don't think I can play this.
Well, that's a problem, because it's like, I don't really like the series, but I'd like to watch somebody playing it, but I don't really like Resident Evil, except for like watching the movies, so it's like, I would need to see somebody playing it, because I'm terrible at shooters anyway, but
maybe if I stream it, it'll be less like...
I doubt that's a good stuff.
Tense.
People have been, you know, we've been getting more and more action-y as it's going on, but you know, we went back, we cut out all the action. The only action is going to be you getting killed, so have fun with that.
Stream it and party chat with like 7 other people while you're playing it.
And then we had the PlayStation VR section, and then we got the date, which is October 13th, 2016, and the price, which we already knew, $3.99. 50 games, ready to go. So,
from launch till the end of the year.
That'll be... Because, you know, there's not enough games in October, .. So,
you know. Well, I mean, I guess it depends
guess
on
how much they cost.
Like, what they define as a game as well. Because, like, there could be, like, these little time wasters, and then there's, like, larger ones, like the ones
like
they were showing off. Yeah. So.
Because that's been their message to developers. They've been saying, don't focus on making a giant VR experience. Make these small ones. Because if you focus on making a giant one, it's going to be years before it comes out. And by the time it comes out, like, other people have done the small experiments, and you know, the novelty that you spent years working on is just, it's all been spoiled already. So actually, yeah, it's sort of surprising to me that Resident Evil 7 is fully VR from beginning to end.
I mean, I'm assuming if you choose to do that, I mean.
Right. Like, yeah, it has a standard picture on the wall style as well.
Picture on the wall.
I.e. playing it like a normal video game.
Yep.
Oh man. Then the first VR game they showed was Farpoint. Which one was this one? I don't remember.
I think that was the space one, wasn't it?
Space one.
Oh yeah, the Mars one.
The one where yeah, I was like, yeah.
So I was like, depending on how this goes, this could be the one for me, because I'm all about that space exploration, but then it got weird. Stuff went down. It wasn't as intense as like creepy Resident Evil stuff though, so I could totally handle that. It was just a matter of like disaster.
I think this one, I think it was like an E3 or two ago when they first were about to reveal Morpheus. There was like a Wired article, like some press got to see this game where, the developer had made like a modified Move sharpshooter, and then they were running around with the sharpshooter in VR, and they said like it worked really well because like the landscape was all alien. And part of the reason like people get sick in VR is because like movement, like the speed of the movement or something like that. And in an alien environment, because you don't know the scale of things, like people didn't get that type of motion sickness. And they're saying like this, sort of shooter control using this like physical gun shaped thing, like worked really well in this game. And I think this is that one because of the way that they were showing, like he was looking at the rifle and stuff in his hands. No one saw that article?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. All right. Never mind. He's all right. This seemed like that game.
Aiming down the gun? Yeah, the way they were aiming the gun in the trailer seemed like it, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they showed the closest thing I'll be getting to Rogue Squadron for who knows how long. Kino 2018, guys. 2018. It'll be a while before they can put like an A-team on a sweet Star Wars vehicle combat game that's not VR. But hey, I'll take what I can get. Especially if it's less than $60, fingers crossed, please be less than $60. So, you know, Star Wars Battlefront.
Hope it comes free with Battlefront.
That's the other thing, dude. I was like, why can't this be free for people that have, like, bought Battlefront? Because that game is effing terrible. It's effing garbage. But, you know, I was super happy because I was like, yep, you're in the X-Wing, and then you see the Star Destroyers come in, you got the freighters from the Rebellion side. It's like, oh yeah, space battle. Mm.
Look around the cockpit.
Yep.
So cool.
I was like, this is the types of VR games I will enjoy. Wing Commander, Colony Wars, Darklight Conflict, Rogue Squadron, you know, who cares about those games? Like, we don't need to make more games like that. Let's just forget they ever existed and make shooters and RPGs, whatever. Let the space combat genre just die. Ugh. But now they're back. Yes. So, more of them, please.
Space battles!
And then, Batman Arkham VR, which is only on PlayStation, October 2016. That was interesting, because I knew Mark Hamill was Joker, so I was like, Batman VR? Question mark.
Yeah.
Like, trying to be Batman. I was like, that'd be like even weirder if you're the Joker, though, so I'm glad it's Batman. So I'm like, I'm wondering if it's like detective mode type thing, where you're just like going down, like around Arkham, solving stuff, or hunting down clues or something. I guess we'll see. Because I don't think they're going to do the combat. That would be a bit too intense.
Yeah. Or just weird. It's very hard to say what that's going to be like.
Guess we'll find out.
But it's Rocksteady. Like
you get headbutt enemies when you're interrogating them. Pretty cool.
Or it could be one of the storyline in Arkham, maybe, since it's Batman Arkham.
Mm. So. Or like it could be one of the third-person like VR things that they've been talking about. Like we didn't see any of those. Everything was first-person.
Yep.
True.
Everything was first person. Then the Final Fantasy 15 thing was kind of confusing, because it was like Final Fantasy 15, then it said Final Fantasy 15 VR Experience, and like Play as Prompto, September
30th. The VR Experience is separate from the thing.
So that's the dude with the gun. You're just,
that's what it looked like.
You can only be that dude, and like teleport around the place and shoot stuff. That was kind of like...
Because Square Enix is like, hey, you know the guy you hate? You get to play as him, because... Seasons. It's like, guys, I've already gone over this. He's like my least favorite character of the entire series ever. So it's like, don't do this.
So I'd give this game the award of this is not what you do with a VR game award, because yeah, it's just a side thing on a game.
It was kind of creepy though. They kept on, like, they had two scenes with Sid.
Yeah, in the car.
Oh yeah.
Like, let's look at Sid because he's in VR.
Well. If it's from Prompto's perspective, then you have to expect that. He seems like a type. So. Gosh, that guy.
And then they showed Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, which I was confused on, is this VR or is this not VR? Because it was in the VR section still.
It's already separated.
Dude. Okay, because I'd like to tweet it out. Maybe I'll get Call of Duty Infinite Warfare as VR, but it's not VR, so that's not happening. And then November 11, 2016, which I already knew. And then it did look better. Than when we last saw it. Cause it was like, it sucked though, cause it's like, I thought it was VR, cause like they had like the space section, and like you're in the thingies, you're in like the fighters, going to like some other ship, and then you get out of the ship, shoot stuff, and I was like, ooh, is this all VR? This looks really good. But it wasn't VR, apparently, so now I'm sad. And a lot of space, or a lot of zero-G fighting with assault rifles, like we talked about. It's all small arms, cause no laser guns yet, so maybe that's what makes Call of Duty Call of Duty, until they put lasers in. And there's explosions.
Actually, how does that work in space? I talked about
that one time, but I didn't tweet Neil deGrasse Tyson because I was like, whatever. So. It's not like it matters. So.
It's like, realistically, we would go, you'd the momentum of the bullet would push you back and whatever. So
yeah, but that would just be extremely chaotic. That be like all over the place.
Let's see. And then Crash Bandicoot 1, 2, and Warped are coming to PS4. Oh, that was a cool part when they, like, did the thing on the stage with, like, the projector. And, yeah. Like, the shadow was, like, Crash's, even though it was, not Crash walking across the stage.
That was really Sean cool,
Lane
actually.
Was there. Yeah, Sean Lane was, like, the one walking, and then, like, he had his, like, Crash's shadow behind him as he was walking. That's pretty cool.
And then, said it's being remastered from the ground up, so.
Yeah, that was weird. It's like, so it's not a port?
I don't think it can be.
Can I expect more than a port here? Because you said it made from the ground up. That's kind of implying that you did something else.
They didn't say ground up. They said remastered. That's it.
He remastered from
the ground up.
It's a PS1 game. Like, how do you remaster a PS1 game?
You would have to just redo
graphics.
Do you, like, make better load times? Can you even tell? Because load times are load times.
I was like,
dude. You
saw his model in the Skylanders one. They're just going to use that and just, like, do that in that style.
Maybe.
They would have to, otherwise it's like...
See, this is the problem with doing the show the way they did. It's like, you saw all this stuff, but then there's so many questions. And I guess it's totally fine because, you know, this is the day of live stream. They're going to be streaming, like, for the next 3 days, so I guess we'll learn the information some way. But right now it's like, oh, that's really exciting, I think, because I don't know what they mean by that.
Well, I mean, I wasn't one of the people who were all like, oh my god, they need to bring Crash back. So, I mean, I'm not, like, overly concerned about it. But...
Yeah, that crowd was going nuts. I was like, interesting. Yeah. I'm not one of those people.
I just was like, I've played Crash Bandicoot. I don't see what everybody was, like, wanting it to come back so badly for. I'm like, I've played Crash from, like, Team Racing to all the other random crap he's been in. It's just like, I don't know, man. Maybe they didn't, like, inject me with the magic subliminal messages like they did the other people, but yeah, I wasn't, like, all super excited about it or anything.
Also, the Resident Evil demo is not in the store, because someone on my friends list that is, like, a really super fan of that game was, like, someone tweet me when the demo was on the store. It's like, he doesn't even need to say what the game is, because you already know. So it's like, apparently it's not him.
Well, so here's some info on Batman Arkham VR. It says it immerses players into the Dark Knight's universe as they experience Gotham City through the eyes of the world's greatest detective. So I guess it's first person. Delving deep into an all-new Batman Arkham mystery, those who enter this virtual reality world must think like Batman and utilize his legendary gadgets to unravel a plot that threatens the lives of his closest allies.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's crazy. It's exclusively on PS4 and VR in October. And yeah, so I guess that's all we know. But Rocksteady is the one making it. Insane.
Yeah, so after Crash Bandicoot 1, 2, and Warped on PS4, they showed Crash Bandicoot and Skylanders Imaginators, which is out October 2016. The monk.
Yay. Sure.
Yeah. And then they showed Lego Star Wars The Force Awakens, which they said is available right now, but I'm like, is it? Because they showed something else that was, like, available later this... Maybe it's a digital version. Oh, demos are okay. Because I was like, is it a digital version now? And then the physical copies later? I'm confused! I put available right now, question mark. So I was like, full version? So, yeah. When is the game come out? When's the release date?
In 2 weeks.
Okay. I remember seeing the trailer for, like, back when they showed it, because it was funny. I was like, isn't that game coming out soon and not out now? So I was like, available right now? What? No. Just the demo, apparently. So yeah, then Andrew House came out on stage and he's like, legend. Something, something, legend. And then Kojima came out on stage and it was awesome because, like, the crowd reaction was like, you just knew from, like, the MGS lighting. And then, like, as soon as it raised up, like, people were just like, ah! And, like, freaking out. So it's like, you already knew it was up. like Kojima, and I tweeted it. I was like, "Oh, Kojima!" Oh. And like the only reason Yukino tweeted out faster is because she used one exclamation mark. I used like way more because I was like super excited. So I already got mine out faster, but you know, whatever.
You put an exclamation point.
Yep, it was a magical moment. I'd use super more exclamation marks, and then they showed his game, and we finally know the name, Death Stranding, and it has Norman Reedus in it. So yeah.
Yeah.
It was
super weird, batshit insane, but I love it because it's like now Hideo Kojima has the freedom to do that crap, and I can't, and it's like with PlayStation, it's like you're just gonna get like, yeah, he can just do it, and it's like, yeah, please Kojima, just pump out that craziness out of your brain, and we will accept it onto ourselves, and bathe in it and stuff, so yeah.
Oh my. So, this was actually, it was pretty amazing that there was anything to show, like, that was ridiculous, because they have a very small team, from what we hear, and
yeah, in the credits,
they haven't been lurking very long. Yeah, it was like the mech designer from Metal Gear. Yeah. Mark Cerny was the technical guy, and Kojima, and like I think it was like three other people. And I don't think anyone expected them to show anything. They may have like come out as like, hey, Kojima's with us! But, you know, that really wouldn't have fit with this show. And it was just like, oh, Kojima's with us.
I also scrolled for Tekken because I totally caught it in like the pre-show.
Yeah, and that was like the partnership, like what, last year?
Yeah, like we knew that part. So it was just like, it was insane that they had something to show. And it was awesome that he's getting to work with Norman Reedus. Like he's wanted.
It's like, I am free of Konami, haha, I can do whatever the F I want.
It'd be nice to know what the game's actually about, though, because...
Yeah, we don't. It was, like, some dude with, like, some weird umbilical cord to some, like, fetus that was, like... Well, I guess baby. It was a very small baby. I guess babies are smaller, so it was a baby, yeah. And then,
It was a dead baby.
And then, like, yeah, the baby disappeared, and they're, like, baby prince, like, walking away invisibly off of the dude, which was already naked. It was weird.
And then he had, like, the scar on his stomach, like, the baby came out of him or something. So I was like,
yeah, that was awesome. Right? Yeah.
this is getting stranger by the second. Like, what is happening? So.
That's not biologically possible.
Things in the sky.
Yeah, what is like, even weird happening? Things, these figures, and, like, a bunch of dead, like, crabs, fish, and whales, like, extinction-type imagery going on. It looks like it might be in the
and
Arctic.
And floating people in the air.
Yeah. It was weird. Thanks, Kojima. And then...
That's what we want. That's what we want.
Yep, I'm super satisfied.
Do it, Kojima.
And then, they very, like, weird... I guess, like, not weird, but, like, I didn't see this coming. Like, Spider-Man on PS4 developed by Insomniac? Is it exclusive? Because it said PS4.
It's exclusive.
Yes. I'm hoping it's like a PS2 style, or not PS2 style. Spider-Man 2 style Spider-Man game. I like his new outfit because it's red, white, and blue. So I was like, yeah, America, yeah, USA, USA.
I don't think that was the intention.
And his eyes were very Civil War-y from the cinematic universe with like the lenses doing that thing that they do.
It looks like there's a lot of freedom to what he can do, so that's kind of a good sign.
Yeah, on the one hand, I was like, well, I'm kind of sick of Spider-Man, and after Superior Spider-Man, I kind of swore him off, but after seeing this, it's like, I guess I'm going back in, because it's Insomniac, and it looks very open, and please be returned to form of Spider-Man 2 Spider-Man, because that was the best Spider-Man. So yeah,
I'm just gonna spend all my time harassing the Daily, the Daily Bugle. Is that what it's called? That the newspaper? That one.
Yeah. Apparently, Sony Interactive Entertainment approached Insomniac about making a Spider-Man game.
Oh, that's right, 'cause they own the rights to Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man was like, or Insomniac was like, yeah. That was insane. Seeing the Insomniac logo, I was like, oh. And then
the Marvel logo.
Yeah, like the part about Queens had not registered in my mind is like what that true. Is.
And because it didn't hit me until Marvel, the Marvel logo came out. I was like, oh, kidding me? Spider-Man. Yeah, because it did take me a second too.
That was crazy.
Because the voice didn't sound that familiar, so
yeah.
It's like, I was just like, what is this? And then it's like Marvel. It's like, oh.
That was just nuts.
That's for sure a surprise, because I didn't even expect that, so that was cool.
It seems so random, though, but I was like, I don't know what's going on.
It's like, now that I'm thinking back, like, as we're talking about this, so I guess it, like, is, I mean, it didn't, like I said already, like, it didn't overperform last year, so it did, like, totally meet it, though, because, like, you got the Kojima game, you got this, like, out of nowhere Spider-Man game, all the, Resident Evil 7 was just like, wow. So that's all you did, just one good one, and we got three good ones, so, yeah. Well, yeah, also God of War is, like, super awesome. And I tweeted out, like, Secret Gamer Shame, I've never finished any of these God of War games, but I'm totally pumped for this one, so I gotta finish all the other ones now, so thanks for giving me homework. Thanks for giving me homework, whoever's developing that one. So, yeah. And then they finished off with a live Days Gone demo, and it gets nutso with a lot, you know how powerful the PS4 is, it can pump out a lot of enemies coming at you, and it was, like, crowds of them chasing you down. I was like, this is intense. I can't wait to play this game. I was like, man, this is like upping the ante of like the things that could that I find frightening. But I didn't find it frightening, it's just like more intense, so it's like, ooh, bring it on, yeah.
It's like, yeah, you think that scene in The Last of Us was intense, like just ratchet it up like 10%, like 10 times that amount.
Yeah, and it was like cool because like, at the end, he kills them all, but they're still coming in. It's like, oh, how's he going to get out of this one? Very well done.
He's not.
Yeah, it was sort of baffling. It's like, why is he even shooting at them? Like,
yeah,
why is he just running? It seems so ineffectual. Like, look how many there are.
That's also cool. Like, when they would go over something and then like would collapse from all the weight because there's so many of them. That's cool.
Yeah.
Like the wooden bridge thing collapsed, and then some other part collapsed. It's like, oh, so much weight. Physics. Mm. And there was like some montage thingy at the end with like the band playing, and that was it. The curtain closed, because that's the new mic drop for Sony, is like the curtain, it'll rise at the beginning, and you know what's about to go down, and the curtain closes, because that's their new mic drop. And they're bringing the symphony every year to like play the strings after they kill you. Microsoft, sorry, because they did. Oh. And then, yeah, that's it. That was that. It's like, ooh. It's kind of cool, though, because, like, in, like, the montage, cause, like, there's, like, games that I haven't seen yet. So it's like, I want to see some more Deus Ex. I want to see some more... Well, the game was there. There's like, a brief flash of Persona, but that's not my game, so...
Yep. There was brief flashes of, like, Paragon was in there. Persona, Skylanders.
Gravity Rush.
Yeah.
Just didn't make it to the show, unfortunately. I'm still excited about Gravity Rush 2.
But. This is sort of neat now, because like in the past, and I guess we don't know yet, but I anticipate that the rest of the days of E3 will now be more interesting. Because in the past, you saw all the big stuff during the pressers, and then it was just like, you saw also, those demos also, over and over again.
The last couple of years is like shifting to like, you know, having other focuses at the other conferences over the lead up to the holidays, so you have like Gamescom, Tokyo Game Show.
Oh yeah, that too.
Like those, and then PSX, which they can just like drop bombs all over the place.
Yeah.
So you know, it's like they may not have showed Final Fantasy VII episodic, whatever it's called, whenever it gets a name. And I mean, who knows when we're gonna see Shinmue 3 again?
Never.
Who knows?
Probably not. It's now vaporware.
Like, so it looks like the Crash Bandicoot
in a date. That's all that matters. Time to pre-order. Ooh, I wonder if that's on the store. Turning my PS4 on now.
The Crash remasters are supposed to be coming in 2017. Criterion is indeed working on the X-Wing VR experience with DICE. Screen.
I gotta say, this did, like, actually move me closer to getting VR, though, because at first I was like, I'm gonna wait this year and set it out, but, there are some experiences I kinda wanna have. But then it's like, I mean, I have the money anyway, so it's like, there's, like, two parts of my brain that's, like, I, like, out, like, overriding and, like, out veto powering the third power that's like, you don't need this token. It's like, dude, I got the money, dude. And it looks cool, dude. Look at these free kids. MX Wing, dude. It's like, oh no. My willpower is fading. Oh, someone help. Guess I'll wait for them to update the store tomorrow if stuff's not on here.
Yeah, Resident Evil Twitter tweeted out that the demo is out now. So far, I've only seen people downloading it from the Japanese store.
Oh, I'll go to my Japanese account then. Oh, but it'll be in Japanese. No!
Are they ever in Japanese? I thought all Biohazard games were in English.
I have no idea. I've never played them in Japanese. Attempted to, I should say, so.
Oh, also No Man's Sky. That'll be interesting to see more on that.
Well, it's coming out.
Yeah, it should have been out next week, originally, right? And now.
But now it's not, so.
7 weeks later. I was like, there's nothing left to see.
Why it's taking so long then?
Well, they didn't show a lot of things.
Oh,
so
actually,
like,
no in-game showcase. They got, like, sidelined to show the VR stuff. That was weird. Because usually there's, like, a focus on indie games. I wasn't sure.
Like, small indie games?
Just indie games in general.
Because, like, Kojima Productions is now an indie studio.
I think Insomnia technically is.
Oh, yeah, okay. Smaller indie games, and they brought in the big guns.
But, I mean, you already know they're going to have stuff. That's not, like, a new thing for PlayStation.
I'm just saying. It's nice to highlight it. Also, no Gran Turismo, even though they've been, like, showing... They should, like, showed it off recently at the unveiling, so...
So, yeah, I think the whole thing was, like, not only did they take into account sort of the pacing of the conference itself, it was, like, each of the games also had to be paced a certain way. You know, God of War was sort of, like, the slowest-paced game that they showed. And then everything else, like, once they got to Horizon, like, Horizon was moving very quickly. And, let me look at my list again. Horizon... was moving very quickly. Then you had Detroit, and it was like this very intense thing. And then Resident Evil sort of slowed it down, but it was still like very tense. Then they had a talking thing, so it was like a break from the tension, and then they did a bunch of like the VR stuff. But yeah, like there was no, like Gran Turismo tends, when they demo it, it tends to be sort of, it has this like subdued pace, and nothing that they showed had that kind of pacing. It was just like, it was very smooth throughout.
Also, yeah, it's like, yeah, like, I just thought about that, like, they didn't bring anybody on for, like, Call of Duty, which is, like, usually they bring someone on. Also, no Destiny.
Yeah.
Which is, like, what's up with that?
They've
been trotting that out, launched. Like, every year to be, like,
they didn't have time for that nonsense.
Exclusivity. So it's, like, so over it. Like, we got these fools beat. We don't even need to, like, let's save our ammo.
It's like, you don't even care.
Did you see them shoot
about?
Themselves in the foot earlier today? What was that? They don't know what they're doing over there. RPGs, right? They're just screaming in their offices. They have no idea. Complete chaos.
Huh, that's interesting.
But I guess they can still like show stuff on the floor. So I mean, I guess the conference was mostly for just like their main stuff, and they're
the
like, rope-a-dope. Well, like, we've done
we'll
enough,
set them up
guys.
At the conference and knock them down on the show floor. Oh,
we've done enough.
So to stop.
But I am
hoping you heard him too much. Oh, poor Nintendo. Ugh.
Yeah, I forgot about Nintendo. They are still a thing. But yeah, I am hoping like some of the other games do show up on the floor, because otherwise I'm going to be sad. Because
I'll wait for the store to get updated tomorrow. Sad face. Whatever.
Yeah, the banner is up on the Asian store, but it's not able. I can't download it.
Huh. Weird. They're showing footage of the Spider-Man game. Is this the same trailer? Oh, it might be the same trailer.
I think it's the same trailer.
Man, I haven't played a Spider-Man game, I don't think, since Spider-Man 2, actually. Thinking about it. I didn't play the Web of Shadows or that other one that the Beenox made. So I wanted to know.
Shattered Dimensions.
Yeah. I might have bought those digitally, actually. I had to check my account. I probably did, because that was during the crazy time. Tekken just can't stop.
The only Spider-Man game I've ever played is that one on, like, the Sega Genesis.
Maximum Carnage?
Yeah, that one. It's like, that's the only one I've ever played. So it's like, it's been decades now. So.
You missed out. The Neversoft ones in the beginning were, like, on PS1. It's like, wow, yeah. This feels like Spider-Man. And then, yeah, Spider-Man 2 was, like, not that great in a lot of aspects, but just the motion around the city was amazing.
The webs, because there's, like, two different modes. There's, like, automatic and manual, and if you put on manual, yep. It was so good. It was especially, like, once you got it down, it was, like, you felt like you were Spider-Man. It was, like, oh, sublime.
Which is other than that, like, I think Ultimate Spider-Man was my favorite one.
Oh, yeah, they did. I played that one. I remember playing
it. It didn't have, like, as cool a swinging mechanic, but the game itself was pretty good.
I didn't finish it, because it has, like, that fight with Wolverine at the beginning. That was cool.
Alright, I guess that's all the press conferences this year.
Also, if I didn't rate that Sony conference, I'd give them an A, because it was awesome.
It was amazing. It was very entertaining. Not, like, I wish they would just, like, release information on the web for you to read as the show was going on, because there's just so many questions I have.
I mean, you might get it, like, tomorrow. I mean, their press conference was kind of late, so it's probably like, okay, well, late for us anyway, but it's like,
it wasn't super long.
Yeah, that's the surprising thing. I was like, it's over.
Yeah.
Like, Sony's usually going, like, on forever. It's like, trick or something, and then it's like...
At the beginning, he was like, oh, for the next hour, I was like, it's going to be an hour? And it was like, a little over an hour. I was like, wow. That's pretty good. Although I was sort of like, I don't want it to end. I want to see more stuff.
I know. I was like, oh, it's ending. The curtain's coming down. And he said, yep, we're going to just play this last demo. The band's going to play us out. I was like, whatever.
There'll probably be news stories as the week goes on with more information. This is more of just like to get your appetite going or whatever.
That was just like 3 days of live streams, basically. So, yeah. That is the pre-E3 stuff.
Boom.
And now the fun starts.
And the pre-ordering.
I'm not going to...
I think RPG's done with that.
I was just about to say, I've already pre-ordered like everybody I need at this point, so I think I'm good for now. Yeah. And then I'll start pre-ordering my 2017 stuff once I go pick up Persona next year, so it's fine.
Oh, I guess I better start getting some progress on those God of War games so I can play the new one.
Yep.
Something to do.
You've never played any of them?
I've played them, I just haven't finished them. Got stuck on a puzzle on the first one, and then I want to play them in order, so it's like I didn't bother after that one.
None of them are that complicated for you to be stuck on a puzzle.
You're talking to Mr. Door, so, you know.
All right, good point.
It may not have been a puzzle.
Shut up, Brown.
I can't open this door. Why are there doors in this place? It's like, I'm a Tekken. Because, like, even I finished 1 and 2. I haven't played 3, but, I mean, yeah. 4 looks like it might, well, I don't know if they're calling it 4, because they're just calling it God of War, but.
Yep.
Just it looks
instead
like
instead of an Omega, it's a rune engraved thingy.
It's Norse. So that should be funsies right up until when the kid dies, because it's gonna happen. One of the two of them is gonna die, and then it's like, oh no, why? It was pretty hilarious when the kid shot him by accident, though. Like, the look on Kratos' face, like, seriously? It's like, I am so sorry.
Like, this is my son.
He's
a wimp. My son is a wimp.
It's like, Kratos, he's like 8. he's not, like, used to murdering stuff. It's like, this guy out here.
Yeah, it's like, finish it. I can't do it.
It's like, let me help you. It's like, Dad, most kids just like play in the yard. I don't understand. I don't understand why I have to kill things. What's going on? What's happening?
Alrighty, well, that's the end of the conferences this year and our gut reactions to them. It was a fun time, and I can't wait for next year. Either 2017.
Here. Can't, you're gonna have to, because it's like, it's already too much going on. It's already too much going on.
I guess bring on Gamescom and TGS and PAX and anything else that I'm forgetting. So yeah, whoopee. So, you know, search us on Google, on the internet. We should pop up, hopefully. Endless Babbles, Endless Podcast. And we'll be back Wednesday with our normally scheduled podcast of what we've been playing and other stuff. And any other news we have of stuff that we find out during E3 week. And until you see or hear from us again, Aimless Babble Z, and we're now signing off.